Hi, this is James from the Birmingham Marketing Meetup. Hope you guys are all well. I've got a bit of a sweary podcast for you. It's by a very entertaining chap called Dan Kelsall, who I met a little while ago up in Manchester and have been following on LinkedIn for some time. And if you're active on LinkedIn, there's a good chance you've seen some of his content because he's exceptionally good at getting messages out there. But he is a bit Marmite. Some people might find his language a little bit much, so there is a parental advisory against this one. But I have to say, personally, I absolutely loved listening to his talk. It was one of the most entertaining I've ever heard at the marketing meetup, and I think you guys will enjoy it as well. As always, massive thanks to Barry at Bravo Marketing. He's been so helpful in getting these podcasts pulled together for you guys, and make sure you sign up to the newsletter, the Wednesday at 2 Club, follow us on Instagram, go to the Facebook group, get as much value out of the marketing meetup as you can. It's designed for you guys, and we want to be the best marketing meetup resource, whatever you want to call us, community, most importantly, and yeah, so I hope you're all well. Do enjoy this, and yeah, we'll speak to you soon.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you doing? Get a bit more energy in the room. We'll get everyone stand up. Yeah? And just turn to the person next to you or someone you don't know and just say, please to fucking meet you, mate. Good. Now sit the fuck down. Good. So, this is a presentation on bollocks, okay? It's about how most B2B content is absolutely shite. It's by me, Dan Kelsall, a distinctly average content bloke. And yes, gentlemen, I am available for bollocks illustrations, and that is a self-portrait. So, going to start with some controversy. First off, I know salespeople, recruiters, cybersecurity consultants. I know kids smoking weed in the bedroom who are better content producers than most of the marketers I know. Think about it, okay? Think about the way things are nowadays, okay? There are teenagers in the bedrooms getting bigger numbers on social than social media experts. Yeah? There are bloggers with poor grammar with more engaged readers than Oxford educated copywriters. There are amateur video creators who bring more customers to the table than professional videographers. And this may or may not be true, and apologies to the homeless charity with the addicts and stuff, but there are spice addicts shitting in the hands and producing better illustrations than most designers. And what really pisses me off is when B2B content people say, B2B content is changing. Is it fuck? B2B content has already changed. It's already changed, okay? And most B2B content creators miss the boat. And what that's done is create a massive divide between the people that are doing it right and the people sat in corporate marketing teams doing it wrong. And that divide gets bigger and bigger and bigger, okay? Professionals dead. The line between the real us and the professional us is becoming more and more blurred. And the people that are realizing that and not pushing out corporate dry bollocks are the people that are doing it right. So language has shifted from professional to casual, right? Professionally produced images are regularly attracting more engagement than stuff, less engagement than stuff that's self-shot on mobile. Self-published short books are beating established authors and publishing houses in the charts. We wrote a book, or I wrote a book, in 20 hours the other week that is still a bestseller. I sold 30 to 60 copies a day on Amazon for the past month. I did 3 social media posts and wrote it in 20 hours. It's littered with smelly mistakes, it's full of swear words, and it's full of shit drawings like in this, yeah? Easily consumed voice content is repeatedly booting long-form blogs in the crotch, okay? And no, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean you should go out and produce another fucking podcast, right? That's not what audio content is. The world does not need more shit podcasts, right? So if you're thinking, oh, I might do a podcast and chat to my mate about marketing, fuck off, it's shit. So, at the moment, it's the wild west of content sharing, okay? And yes, I am also available for illustrations of cowboys. It's an opportunity for every brand, every individual, doesn't matter who you are, to test tons of different content quickly, right? And that's the beauty of it, that's what works. And yet most B2B content marketers continue to feed us dry vanilla shit, and yes, that is a pile of shit, they're spooning it, without questioning why their corporate blog has no readers, their social content gets little engagement, their podcast has no listeners, and their email newsletters don't get fucking opened. Nobody questions it, just keep doing it. But why? And this is a little bit controversial, so if you want to complain, you can email me at dan@idontgiveafuckingshit.com. Why, if their content is crapper than the McCann's We Didn't Do It faces, don't they do anything about it? And I don't actually know whether they did it. If you watch the documentary, make your own decision. Who knows? Because more often than not, what B2B marketing teams do is create and stick to a massive shitty strategy full of untested ideas, long content schedules, unproven assumptions, and overcomplicated marketing methodologies. Some of you, who works in marketing? Yeah, quite a few recognise this scenario then. CEO, Janice, we need better content. Janice, no problem, boss. Janice, we need a new content strategy. You got it, Janice, yay, marketing team, woo. What the fuck is that? It's the new content strategy that took her 3 months to build. Huh? Brilliant, that, isn't it? 3 months of the company's time, no content produced. Yeah, nothing tangible brought to the business. Just a massive pile of fucking paper. But if marketers spent ages writing an extensive content strategy and then when they finally executed it bombs, it was a loss-making exercise, okay? Your company lost money for every second that you worked on that marketing strategy. Yeah? But that's not the biggest problem here, and this is something else you probably recognize, and you may or may not have done it yourself, right? The biggest problem, two things. When such strategies fall on their ass, you do one of two things. You either defend them and you say, yay, look, boss, we got 2 Twitter followers. Woohoo! Or look at the brand awareness. Mate, you got 10 likes. What fucking brand awareness? Or they say, they literally refuse to acknowledge the fact that it was shit and they carry on doing the same corporate stuff. No reason behind it. But it's bollocks, a massive set of hairy bollocks. It is nonsense, people. Yeah? That's not how good content is created. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give you 5 pointers. Take it or leave it. Couldn't really give a shit, it's what I do. Number one, build your strategy to go, okay? So to create content, first just start creating content, but don't stick with stuff if it's not working. Yeah, don't stick with stuff if it's not working, okay? What you do is you test content ideas, you find the stuff that resonates with your audience, and then you build your strategy and campaigns around stuff that resonates with the people that you're trying to reach. Not rocket science, is it? No, Dan. Number two, repeatedly try different types of content. So if your articles are getting no readers, try a new platform, yeah? Try a different writing style, new tone of voice. Just always get ready to scrap it. You should be working. The way the world works now is people produce stuff quickly. Test if it works. You wouldn't produce a massive product, a tech product, push it out to your audience and go, hey, go, bam, there's a tech product. Everyone use it. Yeah? You'd do a feature. You'd find out if they liked it, then you'd iterate. That's how you build a product. And that is also how you build a content strategy. Number three, look out for what's next. Stop listening to the likes of Gary Vee, who tells you to get on Facebook and get on Instagram. He's invested in both platforms heavily. Of course, he's going to tell you to get on there. But if this is a hill and you've got shark-infested waters here ready to gobble up all your marketing shite, Facebook's here on his way down. Off he pops. Instagram's at the top. You're going to take ages to build an audience on there. LinkedIn's just about to come up to the curve. You can probably get on there quickly if you're quick. Should have got on there 2 years ago in reality, but it's the stuff that's down here that people are missing, yeah? Things like TikTok, you should all be looking at that. I don't care if you're B2B, B2C, it doesn't matter. Yeah, all good social networks start with the kids. It's probably a paedophilia joke somewhere there, but I won't do it. All good content networks start with the kids, okay? Get in there early. It's the people that get in there early that are on top of the hill now dominating, yeah? Number four, fuck short-termism. This is my biggest bugbear. Stop looking for fucking growth hacks. Apologies to any growth hackers in the room. Not really, don't care. But fuck short-termism, okay? Stop it. Stop growth hacking. Stop joining pods on LinkedIn and getting your mates to like your stuff. They're not liking it because they like it. They're liking it because you're your mate, the shit. Yeah? Stop it. Stop short-termism. Stop trying to growth hack. Work hard to build an audience. Work hard to get an engaged audience. And by doing that, that means testing content continuously until you find something that works. That's the important part. And number five, be honest with yourself. This is the most difficult thing for content creators to do. It's really tough. You need to become indifferent to your own content because it doesn't fucking matter if you like it. You don't get to have an opinion as a marketer. The only thing that matters is whether your audience like it. Does that make sense? Yeah? So get very, very comfortable with looking at your own content, and if it's shit, if it gets no likes, look in the mirror and say, God, that was shit, and try something else. That make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's content, or fucking good content, as I call it. It's in my talk. Nice one.